Next, we'll continue listening to the sound of an album as it's being recorded. We're getting inside the creative mind of Nico Case.
I hear the tiniest sparks and the tenderest sounds. Diving music, drowning the sound.
That's a 2009 recording by Nico Case, an acclaimed songwriter whose voice can tug at your heart. She's been letting us listen as her latest album slowly comes together in the studio. Now, when we last talked with Nico Case, she just finished 18 days of recording in Tucson, Arizona. At that time, she was struggling to get a feel for the songs she'd written.
There's a lot of inner conflict going on.
Is that always the case when you're writing?
No, I've never worked on a record where I couldn't recognize the songs when I went to rehearse them. It's been interesting, for sure. Terrifying sometimes.
That's how she felt last year. Let's find out how she has changed the partly finished recordings we heard back then. So that's how the song sounded in the spring of 2012, Nico Case, and you knew you didn't have it, but you believed you were going to have it.
Yeah, I knew at this point, with the basics, I knew it would be okay.
What did you do then?
I sat with it for a while and thought, well, what could we do? And then I went back into the studio, and Chris Schultz, who is one of the engineers at Wavelab, I said, you know, it would be really great. Can you find a really good track of submarine noises? Because I just feel like I'm in a submarine. And he was like, yeah.
A chill ran through me and I grabbed on tight. That was when I left my body for good.
The sounds that you add in create that otherworldly sense, that sensation that we're floating in space, or maybe since it's submarine sounds, we're floating in the ocean.
Yeah, I think to me it felt, this is going to sound very flaky, but it didn't feel of this world. So I thought submarines would be kind of the appropriate way to do it. And I had really gotten into the book Shadow Divers right before we had recorded all this, too.
What's that about?
It's about a U-boat found off the coast of New Jersey that had been lost. It was a German U-boat, and these American divers became obsessed with it. And it was riveting. Everybody in my band read it, and we were super obsessed.
And that led to another obsession for Nico Case. She was feeling creatively frustrated, so she put her nose in another book, Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Apparently that book helped, since she went on to write a song lyric that quotes a line from the novel.
It's a coda at the end, but that's one of the backing vocals I have to do that's not on there yet.
What are some of the words?
There's a wisdom that is woe. There's a woe that is madness.
That's how you were feeling.
Well, that's how I was maybe feeling. I wasn't sure. But he really kind of simply mapped it out. Like, well, there's wisdom that teaches you something, and then there's woe that teaches you something, and then there's woe that's like, yeah, you maybe need to go to the hospital. And if you can differentiate which one of those you're feeling, then you'll be fine.
Last night late, I was watching it snow. Always goes sideways in the city. It comes right out from the streetlights, you know. Pumped up by an engine deep inside the earth's core, it goes sideways in the city.
Have you ever had a moment where the song was almost done and then you listened back to it in the mixing process and decided, there's nothing there, I don't like this, I want to change this?
There's actually a song on this record that has been scrapped from two previous records, and it's finally getting used because it's finally what it was supposed to be.
What changed about it?
It got simplified. It was just too many ideas in one song, and so I ended up making it about one idea.
There you are at the edge of the world, dangling with my heart a-pounding. Above a gulf of hamstrung promises, you sang like auld lang syne. You wanted it so badly that you believed them at the time.
What is the name of the album, by the way?
Well, it's really, really long. It's called The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You.
I like that.
Thank you. I'm sure it'll get shortened to something.
Wasn't there a Joe Walsh album called The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get?
Oh, thank you for making it a Joe Walsh reference. I'm serious. I'm like, oh, man, people are just going to compare me to other stuff now that I have a long title. But if it's Joe Walsh, I'm so down with that.
That's Nico Case, who's been talking with us while recording her latest album, whatever it ends up being called. Later this year, as that album comes out, we'll talk again.
You made me think there was something coming. Something.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.